We're live at EXT, Local 518. Jeff Brisbin comes into the studio to play some songs for us today. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good to have you here.
Good to be back. It was like 8 years ago.
I was going to say, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in those few years?
Well, I have been honing my performance skills for sure. When I last spoke to you with my first album, I think I was doing probably 45, 50 gigs a year. This is the fourth or fifth year in a row I'll go over 250. Yeah, I'm a busy guy. I'm thankfully and gratefully very grateful.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
That does keep you off the streets at night, doesn't it?
Sometimes Saturday night I'll be on the streets of Saratoga, but yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Whereabouts are people able to find you playing?
Well, I have a residency at Henry's Tavern, an incredible little place in Ballston Spa, right on the main drag. I'm there every Friday from 7 to 11. I play Doc Brown's, Gaffney's. I'm all over Saratoga, Ballston Spa area. Schenectady, I've been playing Firestone 151, which is a really cool little place, and also the Albany Pump Station.
And then you went and made a new record.
Yes, I did.
This record's called Foreverly?
It's called Foreverly. A couple interesting stories behind that particular song. My wife gave me a card a couple years ago, and she said, "I will love you foreverly." And I thought, wow, that's a great word. And then I got thinking, and it was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I remember, you know, Billy Joe from Green Day and Norah Jones made an album. It's called Foreverly, which was, they were redoing an Everly Brothers record. I bought it.
Yeah.
You know, so I own it. So maybe she saw that. I don't know. But she's upset because she thinks she invented the word. So that's one interesting angle on the title. And then what happened was how the song actually came about. My best friend, since we were in fifth grade. Since we were 10 years old, so it's a long, long time, very long. He got very ill, cancer. And so I was taking him to the doctor. He wanted another set of ears to listen, you know. He had special surgery done, and then we go back and found out, yes, it was cancer. And so the next day, my wife and I are driving down to the Jersey Shore to be with her family. And of course, we're talking about our mortality because we're not 26 anymore. And friends like this, you know, they pass, and relatives and so forth. So we all experience loss. But I said, if you really, truly love somebody, how do you stay in touch with them? So we get down to the shore. She's got five brothers and sisters and all their appendages and dangling participles and so forth. Husbands, wives, kids, dogs, whatever. And so everybody was going to go to the beach. It's in Seaside Park. My one brother-in-law, he's in a Dead tribute band on Long Island. So he brought an acoustic. I said, "Hey, can I borrow that, Mark?" He said, "Sure." So I borrowed his guitar. Everybody else went to the beach, which was perfect. And I don't know why, but Foreverly came into my head. And I wrote the song. And when my wife got back, I couldn't play it for her. I couldn't get through it without breaking down like a little schoolgirl crying. You know, it was really hard. I didn't realize it touched me like that. But I was worried about losing my friend. And, you know, I'd lost my son a few years before. And so, you know, it's just real life, you know. And sometimes it actually stares you in the face. So that's how that song came about. And I love the song, and the last part of that story is there's a newer friend of mine in Saratoga who wrote a great book, Ray O'Connor. It's called She Called Him Raymond. Got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize like 2-3 years ago. He posted on Facebook one day that he's, you know, he says, "I'm going to try and have this made into a movie, and I'm writing a screenplay." And I went, "Have I got a song for you? It fits the storyline perfectly." He's done 12 drafts of a screenplay. He took a screenwriting course this year. And he just said to me the other day, he says, "You know, my professor said, if we can get this made into a movie, you know, the title you have, it doesn't really roll off the tongue easily for a movie title. Is there a piece of music that you..." And he's heard the song. He loves the song. And if he could independently have the movie made, Foreverly would be the title song, you know, as you're watching the beginning. But who knows what will happen there. But he said, "Yeah, I do. It's called Foreverly." So he's repositioning the book. He's going to change it to Foreverly. And the movie script is Foreverly. So God only knows what will happen. I certainly hope he gets his movie made, if nothing else happens, you know.
Is it a little bit easier to sing this song now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can get through it now. It's just that first time, it took me like 20 minutes to sing a 3-minute song. You know, it was kind of crazy.
Well, Jeff, let's have you play it.
All right. Hi, this is Jeff Brisbin. I'm going to play Foreverly off my new album. How long will the wind blow? As long as there's sky. How can I give you what no money can buy?
How long will I love you? That's easy for me, foreverly, foreverly. How do I reach you if I'm not around? How will you find me when I can't be found? To stare at the stars, I'm the twinkle you'll see. Walk in the ocean, the waves will be me, foreverly, foreverly. How can I thank you for all that you've done? 'Cause I want you to be sure. How do I tell you that you were my one? That you were the cure for me. How can we ever say goodbye? I don't know how, so I won't even try. Just close your eyes, the breeze will be me. Listen real closely, that whisper is me, foreverly, foreverly, foreverly.
Is 10 years in radio equivalent to one dog year? I'm Jeff Brisbin. Here's to another 10. Or is it 70? Happy birthday, WEXT.
The road of life's not paved with gold, but with lessons learned, so I've been told. Better love the journey and the strife. So it is with life. Our hearts get broken one piece at a time, but then they mend when you do find someone who puts you back together again. So it is with a friend. And shove. So just be open, don't you try and take a stance. So it is a real chance. And I can't feel you here, and I just need you near. So I can face my fear and blow it. My fear and blow it away.
Local 518, Jeff Brisbane playing another track off his new album, Foreverly. That's Face My Fear. So is that how that song started? Because we're playing the full band version of that.
Yeah, you're playing the full band version with the piano in there and that little, I don't know if it, people say it's kind of Steely Dan-ish. Obviously, when you heard that version, where my incredible producer, Dave Maswick, came up with that, and he saw that. And, you know, that's the thing. Producer is somebody who has different ears and a different way of looking at your songs, you know, and the process began. I sent him 30 songs. I just did a live setup in my garage, put my iPad out there, no special microphones, and just recorded 30 songs. Took me a while. And I just sent them over to him one by one, and he picked 10. He says, I'm going on vacation. Why don't you pick a couple more? I picked a couple more. So we started with 12. He's extremely organized and incredible ears and thought process. And he becomes very invested in the projects that he works with, you know.
Mm. Now, great. Now, did Dave Maswick, you're talking about, did he pick the musicians or did he pick some of the musicians?
He picked a lot of them. He says, listen, he says, I have a Rolodex like you would not believe. And it's the greatest players in the area. And so he said, I have specific people to play specific parts. It'd be like casting a movie, and you want Dustin Hoffman for this role, you know? Like we have, you know, Johnny Saris plays incredible lead guitar on two songs, Matt Marabla. The harmonica that's on two of the tracks, chromatic harmonica, is Joe Gitto. Absolutely incredible. But we have, you know, Joel Brown, who is a world-class guitar player, a music professor. He plays in Chris Brubeck's Triple Play. He's the guitar player. They'll go to L.A. for the weekend to do a gig. I mean, a serious musician. And Dave himself is an incredible musician on his own. He plays piano, bass. He played all the bass on here, some guitar parts. But, you know, here's the thing about Dave. He says, I can play piano in this song. There's a song called Same Old Moon. And it's a special song to my heart. And he said, but I know somebody that can play it better. And it'll be better for the song. He takes the ego and puts it aside and just and found Matt Donnelly, who, amazing, great touch and great feel.
So you had written these songs and you'd played them on your acoustic guitar.
Yep.
And as they're coming together, these mixes, what must have been going through your head?
Well, I was excited. You know, I mean, I had done the process one time before, and it took, because due to work commitments back then, you know, it just took me like 3 years to make that. We made this, I think recording time was only about 9 weeks. Dave works very fast, Pro Tools, he has a great facility for that. Everything was scheduled. It just came together beautifully. And then we had a great guy, Jocko Randall from Syracuse, that mastered the album. So it was wonderful. And then the artwork by Sharon Bolton, Sharon Dwyer Bolton, sorry, Sharon, Saratoga. She does all the First Night posters for 20-odd years, incredibly talented woman. So came together really, really well and really kind of easily.
Well, we're live at EXT. Local 518, Jeff Brisbane is here. His album is Foreverly. And Jeff, let's tell folks where they can find you online, because they're going to want to come out and see you playing one of these 200-some-odd shows.
I'm playing, I do, you know, on average like 5 gigs a week. JeffBrisbane.com, B-R-I-S-B-I-N. Everything's right there. When you punch into that, my schedule pops right up. And it's kind of cool. If you hit map, it'll bring you right there, Google Maps, wherever I am. So come on out. I've got the CDs, of course, with me. You can go on CD Baby. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. You can stream me. Apple Music, you can stream it. You can listen on WEXT 97.7 for sure. They're playing Face My Fear right now. I hope to wind up playing a couple more songs off of there.
Probably we will.
I brought Bruno Nagurski with me so we can strong arm Chris and Dave to make that happen.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's a joy. It really is. And I can't thank the cast and crew that really helped me put this together, that without whom it never would have happened. Foreverly never would have sounded like it does, especially with Dave Maswick's touch.
Well, Jeff, it sounds great. The songs are awesome, too. So
thank you so much.
You take credit for all that.
Well, I'll take credit for writing them, you know, and he really has great vision and helped me put them together so that it still sounds like me. Doesn't sound like, you know, an imposed sound, you know, like in the old days where the producer would say, you stand there and sing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like that at all. It was a true collaborative process. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by. This is great.
Thanks for having me.
What do you want to say about this song, Love?
When I wrote this song, I was sitting with my son, his final resting place, I guess you would say. And so the melody and the words just started to come. Song's about my wife, but it's, I think it's a universal message. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Local 518, Jeff Brisbane.
Love's not just a four-letter word. It takes you on a crazy ride. It pulls you close, those who mean the most. Love fills your heart with true joy, realize. Love is just the way you feel when you finally let yourself go. It's up, it's down, it's all around. Love's your finest hour when it's real. Love is that special place you go, where you want to settle down and live. And when it finds you, you will surely know. Love is something you can't wait to give. Love can take your breath away. Makes you think of nothing else. And when it does, it's just because love warms your heart until it melts. Love is that special place you go, where you want to settle down and live. And when it finds you, you will surely know. Love is something you can't wait to give. Love is made of you and me. And every place we've ever been could tell. I'm sure you know, it's true and so. Love's that soft space where we fell. Love's not just a four-letter word. Love's not just a four-letter word. Love's not just a four-letter word.
I'm Jeff Brisbane from Saratoga. This is your home for local music. For Local 518, every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.